Hello, welcome to Dailyish for Monday, July 13th. It's 20 degrees, feels like 26 outside. This episode of Dailyish is brought to you by... but this is not a weather podcast. I've forgotten to say that a few times in the last couple episodes. My apologies if you were confused. This is definitely not a weather podcast. This episode of Dailyish is brought to you by Patreon supporters at patreon.com/iChris, which you could be one of those illustrious supporters, and a small orange, which you can also take advantage of if you would like to get awesome web hosting. Visit goodstuff.fm goodstuff.fm/dailyish/110. It's late in the evening, almost 10 o'clock here, and I'm recording this episode now and turning off my phone notifications as I speak. But just wanted to quickly pop on to this show, as it were, to let you know about a new show that just launched, proud to be a part of, over on here on Good Stuff. And that's goodstuff.fm/@U2. So ATU and then the number 2. As you might guess, it's a U2 podcast. Matt McGee, who's on Dailyish a couple episodes back, and I chatted after the show and kind of put some long-term thoughts, ideas, and things into motion, and are going to be launching, or have launched, the official @U2.com podcast. And so hopefully you, if you're a U2 fan, you would check that out. And episode 1 is just kind of an introduction to the show, but big plans and lots of plans for interesting stuff, especially right now as U2 is wrapping up their tour next couple weeks here, and then we'll resume their tour again in the fall. But lots of fun stuff planned for the podcast with the staff over at U2.com, @U2.com. I'm going to keep mixing that up probably. But just want to make you aware of it and make sure you go check it out and subscribe. Leave a rating or review in iTunes, which you can also do for this show. A review or a rating in iTunes is like gold to podcasters. It's the wine in which we salivate for, or some other terrible analogy. But it helps get the word out about your favorite shows. So if not just my shows, but any podcast that you love, if you feel any sort of guilty bone in your body about listening for free and all that kind of stuff, you can support them by leaving a rating or review in iTunes. And it really does actually help, because iTunes rules all in the podcast world. So if you happen to be checking out this show because you found Good Stuff from @U2. Welcome to the network and welcome to this show. It's a sort of daily audio journal-ish, daily-ish from my brain. And sometimes guests, sometimes, yeah, anyways, that's all I'll say about that. It really just really excited to have the show going and out there and something new to talk about and promote and hopefully bring a bunch of listeners into Good Stuff and listeners just to the @U2 podcast. I'm really excited to see how many folks, they have a big audience of readership-wise, and just curious and interested to see what that translates to into people who actually are willing to listen to a podcast. So also right now, just want to sort of give a mental shout out to co-host over on Lost and Lemon, another podcast I do, and also my brother-in-law and my sister-in-law and my nephew, as they're currently flying all the way from Australia to lovely Canada. And while we're very excited to have them coming living closer, 8-hour drive is a lot closer than 25-hour flights to Australia, they're also leaving behind their friends that they've been living with for 15 plus years. And so it's a big event that they're undertaking as a family. And so I just want to send thoughts and prayers with them as they come to Canada, basically. And so you can, he doesn't check his Twitter, but Chris Byron Boy 1, I'll put a link in the show notes. If you're on the Twitters, you can send him a tweet, and maybe when he lands, he'll turn on his computer and get notified from a bunch of random folks for no real reason welcoming him to Canada. So that'd be cool. And if you're in the Winnipeg area and happen to see him at the airport, go buy him a donut, because he's really looking forward to having donuts in Canada. All right, that's enough for now. My voice feels very dry and crackly, as it's probably time to go to bed or something. So In the meantime, thanks for listening. Have a great day. Talk to you later. Bye.